Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source. It's time now for your morning update for this Monday, November 20th, brought to you by Churchill Shoes. Churchill Shoes has moved. One of the largest SaaS dealers in the upper Midwest is now in the Grand Cities Mall and ready to find you a pair of shoes that you will love. At Churchill Shoes, they measure both feet to make sure you're getting the proper fit. They carry men's and women's styles and offer free special orders when shoes aren't in stock and free in-town delivery. Churchill Shoes has operated in Grand Forks for over 65 years and over 75 years of shoe fitting experience on their staff and can cater to all of your footwear needs. Open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and Saturday from 9 to 3. Call 701-772-8256 or online at churchillshoesnd.com. Next time you're in need of footwear, give us a try. Your feet will be glad you did. Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall. All right, our weather for today, light rain this morning, cloudy skies pretty much all day long today, and our high, not too bad, right about 55 degrees. A La Fargo man accused of an armed carjacking in Grand Forks early Saturday after leading multiple agencies on a 75-mile pursuit. Grand Forks County deputy tried to stop 20-year-old Ahmed Hassan near Thompson. They say Hassan was able to avoid numerous spike strips on I-29 by driving around them. He continued south, hitting speeds of 120 miles per hour till he entered Cass County, and deputies were able to spike his tires. Highway Patrol and Fargo Police took over the pursuit and stopped Hassan on the interstate in North Fargo. He was arrested on numerous charges, including fleeing, having a stolen vehicle, and reckless endangerment. Hassan was taken back to Grand Forks and jailed. Well, North Dakota Senator John Hoeven hoping to hear more input about improving rural health services. The senator is hosting a community discussion with several local health care leaders, including representatives from Essentia, Altru, CHI, St. Alexis, and Common Spirit Health. The meeting is at 1 o'clock today at the Hofstad Ag Center in Lake Region State College in Devil's Lake. The senator's office says Hoeven's hoping to address the community's challenges and identify solutions to improve access to quality health care in the region. Well, the Grand Forks Fire Department responded to a dumpster fire yesterday afternoon. Call came in around 1:15 p.m. in the 300 block of Demers Avenue. Fire crews arrived on scene to find a construction dumpster on fire. Grand Forks Fire Department responded with two engines, one truck, and one command vehicle with 10 personnel. Fire crews were able to extinguish the fire without any damage to nearby structures. There were no injuries to the public or the fire personnel. Well, Minnesota leaders have received over 2,100 flag designs and nearly 400 seal submissions from residents as part of an effort to reimagine the state's flag and seal. State Emblems Redesign Commission plans to meet next week to narrow down the submissions to the top five candidates in each category. Common themes among the designs include water, loons, and Minnesota's well-known icons and pastimes. Current flag and seal, which depict a white settler and a Native American on horseback, have been criticized as offensive and violating principles of good flag design. Well, I tell you what, for tires on your vehicle and more, visit Northwest Tire on Gateway Drive in Grand Forks, North Dakota's largest tire dealer. They've been family-owned for over 40 years. You know what? From big to small, Northwest Tire, they do it all. Find all the big-name brands like Toyo, McKeon, Bridgestone, Firestone, and more. Call 701-780-8473 to schedule your next appointment. Northwest Tire on Gateway Drive in Grand Forks, helping you get the perfect tires for whatever you drive. Well, Minnesota has a major role in Sunday's annual pardoning of the National Thanksgiving turkeys in Washington, D.C. 2023 National Thanksgiving turkeys were raised in Minnesota by a team of experts led by Jose Rojas, Assistant Vice President of Live Production at Jenny O Turkey Stores based in Wilmer. Following their visit to the White House, the turkeys will be delivered to the experienced care of veterinarians, faculty, and students at the University of Minnesota's Department of Poultry Science, where they'll receive housing, daily care, and access to veterinary services, Jenny O said in a release. Jenny O Turkey Store President and head of the National Turkey Federation, Steve Lichen, will present the turkeys to President Biden. And finally, in sports, I don't think Josh Dobbs is the answer for a quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings as they lost their first game in the last six to the Denver Broncos, 21-20 last night. Vikings play the Bears next Monday night on Monday Night Football. How about the UND football team? barely hanging on to beat Illinois State 22-21 Saturday. That locks them into the FCF playoffs. In fact, the Fighting Hawks will host Sacramento State at the Alera Center Saturday at noon. UND Hockey swept Miami of Ohio this weekend. You're awaiting the rankings later this morning. Fighting Hawks host Bemidji State this weekend. Remember, now the Hawks were number two. Wisconsin was number one. Wisconsin ended up losing the game this weekend, so we'll see. NHL, Minnesota Wild lost their fifth straight game yesterday to the Maple Leafs in overtime, 4-3 in Europe, after losing the day before in a shootout. And finally, UND women's basketball team lost to Montana State 60-53 yesterday. The men's team plays Pacific tonight at 10, and the Minnesota Timberwolves are at home tonight versus the New York Knicks. Well, there you go. That's your morning update brought to you this morning by the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks, who has shared a goal of raising $1 million. Now, the team at Circle of Friends and volunteers will be staying on site until they reach their goal. It's the $1 million lock-in. Volunteers and team members will be locked in and in tents and in the parking lot until they reach their desperately needed funds. Now, you can make a difference by dropping off a check or give at cofpets.com or drop off food or supplies. You know, over 9,000 pets have come through the door at Circle of Friends in the last 5 years without any kills. Circle of Friends Animal Shelter. Help them today. Call 701-775-3732 for more information. Well, North Dakota State Senator Scott Meyer back at 11 o'clock today. We'll be talking about everything from North Dakota politics to the Vikings and hunting. You know, it's always fun talking with Senator Meyer. Now, make sure to tune in and make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us on your favorite app. You know, we like the Grand Cities. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.